testing.
Four TFW, KK4 POT.
Good to hear you, Tim. What are you up to? KN4 TFW.
Getting out of the house. I thought I heard you on there a little bit ago. How's this radio sound to you?
Radio sounds good.
See, you know, I've been having a little trouble today. I've been stuck here at the house in quarantine and been playing with a bunch of radio stuff, and I've been having some trouble with a ton of noise past 2 days, and of course now it's about the time that it goes away. I haven't figured out what it is yet, but everything is kind of scratchy at times through the daytime, but then about this time it usually clears up and I don't have much trouble with it again.
Real good right now. And who's got it that you're quarantining?
I've had it first, then I got it, so I'm just riding my time out right now.
And Shelly got it, but I guess they're over it now.
Technically, I'm the only one that's still left in, an actual kind of like a time frame worth of stuff from symptoms. So everybody else has made it out of their time frame, and everybody's doing well. So we're real thankful for that.
I'm sorry I miss you in the mornings. I'm just a little bit later than you. I'm usually about 5:30 by the time I get on.
But I thought I heard you just a second ago while I was tinkering with some stuff, and wanted to see if I could catch you before you made it all the way back home.
Yeah, that's usually me. Usually about 4:10 till about 10 till 5, something in there. I'm usually on here if somebody hollers out.
Good. So how's work been going for you?
Over here, stress-free. You know, they don't call me after hours. When I'm off, I'm off.
It's fantastic.
And learning their equipment and everything. So it's working out pretty good. Not too bad. I really can't complain.
There you go. Yeah, it's been nice here. Just kind of hanging out at the house. Been able to do a lot of radio stuff, so getting a lot of things done that I've been putting off, so that's been fun. But let me jump out of here. I got my brother-in-law calling me, and it's kind of unusual that he would do that, so I probably need to grab this. So good to hear you, Ken. 7-3's to you, KK4POT.
7-3, Tim. We'll catch you another time. Stay safe. KN4TFW.
KK4NXC.
Well, there's another stranger. How are you feeling?
Hey, doing good. I went back to work yesterday. I was just going to touch base with you and tell you howdy duty 73s to you, because I'm on vacation. It's odd. I was out for 2 weeks for being sick, and I went back and worked today, and then I'm taking today as a vacation day. Today's my regular day off, but I'm taking the rest of the week as vacation. I got my brother coming up. We're going to scoot around for a little bit, for a week. But I wanted to say hello, because I won't be talking to you in the mornings, I don't think.
Well, I hear you. Now, isn't this the guy that was going in early every day to catch up on work?
And I wouldn't say that had any contribution to me getting sick. My wife got it first, and I got it from her. And I'm just glad for a couple things. One is I got it and I'm over with it. And then the other is that we were both sick at the same time, and we had extremely mild case. So there was a lot of good things and all. There was a silver lining in that dark cloud.
Well, that's good. It's good to hear. I'm glad you're all right and Shelly's all right and that. You'll have to get a location on those hogs so we can get together this spring.
I definitely will do that. I worked this past weekend. You know, I was in bed. I was on the men's. I was, but job had been laying around, and my neighbor called, and I went and helped him put in some
pretty big windows. These are like 6 by 8 foot windows. He's building a house and needed some help. And that was really good. That was Saturday. That was good to get out and do something. But anyway, he's the neighbor who's got those hogs, and we talked about it. So I definitely will get with you on that.
Well, you enjoy your brother being down. I know you don't get to see him all that often.
Well, I'm going to skedoodle. I just wanted to, I heard you in there, wanted to say hello. So, Ken, you take care, and you have a fantastic day. Have a safe week, and 7-3s to you, my friend. I'm going to be clear on your final, KK4NXE.
Mike, you have a good one. Stay safe and that, and look forward to maybe catching you on the radio next week in the mornings. KN4TFW. We're going to have to get your truck fixed so we can get a better radio going there. How are you doing this afternoon? KN4TFW.
All right, man, it is rough. Golly, just hearing anything is rough. It ain't clear anymore.
It's staticky and that, but I can copy you all right now.
Any kind of hole or anything, it just gets rough.
It's T2, a magnetic antenna up on the roof. It seemed to work pretty good that way.
Little adapter that kind of like one of the flags you'd have hanging off your window. It works that way. So I wish I had a little 19-inch, but it's a rubber ducky, so it's already bad.
How was your day at work?
I'd say it was uneventful, but, man, it definitely felt like a regular Monday where everything comes at once. How was yours?
Uneventful.
Good, that's what you want.
Good for a Monday, Tuesday kind of day.
Over the weekend, I got to work Saturday, but, you know, it is what it is.
Saturday, that means business is picking up, right? Working Saturday, business must be picking up.
We run 6 days a week, and the plant closes to the interstate. We're definitely doing good. Can't complain about that, but in my position, I don't have to work every Saturday, which is good, but, you know, I do have to work some.
Work on your truck tonight. Mike and Tim a few minutes ago before you popped on, KN4TFW.
I got in the car, I could have swore I heard them signing off.
For just a second. Hey, good to hear you, Andrew. KK4POT.
Hey, glad to hear you back on the radio.
Playing with some stuff here at the house for the past, you know, week and a half, but been having fun working on some radio stuff, but I'm about stir crazy now.
Matt, Ken talked me into doing some photo stuff. I actually got to talk on my radio.
Cool, where'd you go to do that?
Did it from the house. I was doing a hunt.
I like doing that. That's a lot of fun. Saturdays are usually pretty packed in the morning on that stuff. It's usually a good time. Come on in there, Ken. Sorry to butt you out.
Oh, no, you're good. You're not putting me out. I talk on it a pretty good bit. I'm probably hogging up the airwaves myself. KN4TFW.
The POTA stuff, it's a good way to, especially if you're working on some antennas or something, to kind of test them out, because there's, like I said, on a Saturday morning, there's a good chance somebody's out there, and you can work your stuff.
Me get used to just talking on the radio and getting over, you know, fear of the mic.
I feel like that messes me out, and it honestly kind of gets me where I wouldn't mind trying to do a photo activation.
HT, Andrew?
Down, man. He's got to get it running again, so he's on that HT.
Doubled with you. Go ahead.
His truck broke down, and so he's out of his regular ride. Now he's got on his HT.
Roger. Well, I got to jump out of here anyway. We're going to get some stuff ready for dinner here later tonight, so I need to help help out with that. But, man, it was good to hear you guys. I hate not being on the airs in the morning, catch up with you guys. So it was sure good to hear you. Hope you guys have safe trips home, and hopefully I'll be able to catch back up with you soon on a more regular basis. So 7-3 is to you, KK4POT.
Still a 7-3, KO4CEN.
7-3, Tim. Catch you later.
Is that what you were saying? I was going down to
you. I'm on right now. I'm still about 3-4 miles out of the house.
Get home tonight. My truck will actually crank. That means maybe it's just the alternator.
Something simple, you know. Maybe it's just got water in the fuel or something keeping it from cranking. Hey, 7-3, hope you have an awesome evening and figure out what's wrong with your truck. And I'll try to catch up with you in the morning, KN4TFW.
And I was about to do the same thing because I'm getting further and further away from the repeater. Getting ready to hit 26, so it's probably going to get a little bit rougher. Well, I'll holler at you in the morning. 7-3. If you on the radio this evening, you can always give me a text. I'll jump on. All right, we'll holler at you. KO4CN, and I'll be clear.